Today, the RBA has no idea about home price falls. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics One. That is Post, covering finance and broad news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, the RBA has lifted the cash rate by 2.5%, and more rate hikes are expected in the months ahead as they try to head off inflation. And the budget next Tuesday is expected to show inflation will peak at around 8%, but stay above the RBA's target range of 2 to 3% right into 2024, with no real wages growth in the immediate outlook. Now, one factor which is being debated is the potential impact of all this on home prices across the country, as we see higher cash rates translating into higher mortgage rates and lower borrowing power. In fact, the RBA recently showed that a reduction of around 20% in borrowing power could be on the cards, although my analysis and conversations with prospective borrowers suggest that some are seeing their ability to borrow on the same set of income and expenditure parameters falling by as much as 30% from the start of the year. And as I need to keep reminding you, availability of credit is the single most powerful influencer of home price moves. If you cut rates and allow borrowers to leverage up with greater borrowing power, prices will rise. But if, on the other hand, if rates rise, borrowing power will fall, and so will home prices. Which then takes us to the question of what the direction of travel on home prices is expected to be. Again, those following my analysis will know we run three scenarios. A best case, which assumes rates drop mid-next year as inflation is conquered and wages rise, now frankly discounted by the latest coming from Treasury around the budget. A base case, which assumes higher rates through next year and beyond, with inflation staying above targets into 2024 and no real wages growth, but no local recession, despite recessions appearing in Europe and possibly in the US. And a worst case, where you get into recessionary territory here in Australia, causing rates to go higher initially and then fall back later as the RBA tries to dial back its overtight stance. When I last ran my model, we suggested a base case fall in average home prices of around 20% in the next couple of years, while units on average would fall by a little less because their run-up in the past couple of years, which was driven by ultra-low rates and stimulus, was a little less. And I should say, these are national averages. There are different outcomes across individual states and postcodes, as well as property types. Check out our other shows for more granular information on this, or indeed our Patreon program to get the underlying data. But our central view is a significant drop, which, by the way, will hardly be offset by high migration and even additional government incentive programs. Availability of credit is the main driver, as I've explained, which takes us to the RBA. Now, on Friday, there was a very interesting Freedom of Information release from the RBA. I'll put the link in the comments below. The request was for, quote, documents from 1 May to 30th of August 2022 about the impact of interest rate increases on the Australian property market, including any of how far prices could fall under various scenarios, impacts on consumption and or wealth effects, impacts on construction employment and or other related employment. It's quite a long and detailed release, and it's clear the RBA is wrestling with its own models, based partly on those developed by Peter Tulip before he left the bank. He left, of course, a few years ago. The modelling has been extended and enhanced by Christopher Joy's Coolabah Capital Investments, but of course that's outside the RBA. The RBA modelling initially showed only small falls in home prices initially in early 2022, but by July they had to change their tune, saying housing prices unexpectedly declined in the June quarter and the higher path of interest rates has pushed down the profile relative to the previous May statement on monetary policy. In addition, we've applied some downward judgment to our housing price profile to reflect downward momentum in the housing market. House prices are now expected to decline by 11% by mid-2023. The FOI includes a chart which shows their change of tune. The current line shows a more significant drop. And then they looked again at the TULIP model and concluded that given the current focus on rising long-run rates after decades of decline, I illustrate the effects of a 100 basis point increase in the mortgage rate from 2.5 to 3.5%, assuming the model starts in equilibrium. House prices gradually decline toward their new steady state level, 22% lower than the pre-shock level. In real inflation-adjusted terms, prices are forecast to decline by around 20%. And by the way, that would be the biggest decline since at least 1980. The previous real terms decline that comes closest to that forecast was back in 1982. And they went on to say, we've constructed a downside housing price scenario within the Sanders TULIP framework by assuming people become pessimistic about the outlook for housing prices. That could be a response to ongoing price declines or could be prompted by high interest rates. Specifically, we adjust the expected capital appreciation term to be 1.5% per annum rather than the long-run average of 2.6%. In this scenario, housing prices decline by 20% peak to trough by the end of 2024. So this is roughly twice as large as what we've assumed in our baseline and sits below the range of estimates from our suite of models and most market economists. So you can see the trajectory of their analysis from almost no impact on home prices to the view that this could be one of the biggest falls in history. And within their modelling, it assumes that if rates stay higher for longer, the impact on future prices will diminish as people get used to the new environment. However, the transitory shock from sub 2% mortgages to 6% plus mortgages, we think, will be substantial. And the potential impact for the RBA policy is significant. I wonder if these changed modelling outcomes help to explain the lower 0.25% hike in the cash rate last time around. Such a significant drop in prices, of course, would dent household wealth, especially if stock markets and super funds are also hit. And if the market view of the cash rate being at 4.3% in March 2024 is correct, then home price falls could be even more severe. But my takeout here is simply the RBA, despite its hordes of economists and modellers, seem incapable of dealing with one of the most fundamental questions for the Australian economy, with home prices. And add that to the nonsense from APRA about underwriting standards and buffers, and we will conclude that the two entities charged with watching financial stability and policy were both asleep at the wheel. This also means any of the mainstream economists who parrot the RBA on home prices are likely under the same delusion. Kudos, though, to Christopher Joy, who was talking about a circa 30% decline in house prices earlier on. And this is the point, really. If we are relying on the RBA to give us direction here, we are probably, well, going to be misdirected. The chances are home prices will fall further and probably faster and stay there for longer than most mainstream economists, or indeed the RBA, believe. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.